Hello, hello, and welcome to the Roids Review Podcast. I'm Rob.
And I'm Andy.
And we are back with a little bit of warm and fresh.
It's like when you go to a restaurant and, you know, you're with, you know, more than one person, and maybe one person's order is done, and they put it under that lamp. It's like this episode.
Ew.
Yeah. You should turn this off.
We're talking about Godzilla times Kong divided by the new empire. It's Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
Yeah.
Because I guess writing the word and isn't cool enough.
Yeah, it's Godzilla
X.
Godzilla as well as Kong. That's pretty good.
Here's a question, though. Why not just write end? Why not just use an ampersand? Why does this have to be an X?
Why not just verse again? Because they do, spoiler alert, they do fight.
They do have a little tussle, and their little tussle is a lot of fun.
It is. You know what? Overall, I had a good time. I had a fun time.
So did I. Now, what was your theater experience like?
I went alone. Because I asked
loser!
My wife. That's how I felt the whole time.
Nobody likes Andy.
You sound like the theater.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, everybody ganged up on me. They said dog pile on the Andy. But yeah, I went alone because I asked my wife. I was like, "You interested in this?" And she was like, "Nah, brother." And so I went, and I got a small popcorn. And a little bag of mini Oreos.
Was the theater crowded? Were you the only one there?
A lot of parents with their kids.
Really?
Yeah, which made me feel like a weirdo. Because I was alone in the theater.
For Godzilla X Kong?
Yeah. And it actually made me think. I actually asked the person who was two seats away from me. I was like, "This is Godzilla and Kong, right?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, all right." I just, like, there's a lot of kids. I just figured this, maybe I'm in, like, I don't know, Kung Fu Panda 4 or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Now, when and what time did you see it?
I saw it on Friday morning at 10:15.
So, and there were, okay, that makes sense why there would be kids there.
Right.
Was it, like, super crowded with kids, or was it just, like, a couple of families?
I would say there was, like, five families.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a decent amount of people then, with a couple of kids. Kids bring their friends.
Yeah, it was a decent amount of people.
Okay.
What about you?
I saw it on Thursday night at 6:45.
Opening night, Robbie.
Yeah, real cool guy. I went with Laura and Mark Ponte, friend of the show.
Hey.
It was pretty empty. And it's funny you said there were a lot of families with kids there. Because when we were waiting online to get popcorn, there were a ton of families there. And we were all like, "I really hope these kids aren't here for Godzilla X Kong."
Yeah.
And luckily, they were not. There were almost no children in our theater.
Hmm.
There was a really annoying guy who decided to talk throughout the movie.
Hmm.
This guy comes in, he doesn't see any of the trailers, which is fine. You want to miss the trailers? I don't blame people who aren't interested in the trailers.
Sure.
As the movie starts, he out loud says, "I'm going to go up and get some popcorn." As the film is starting.
Is he alone?
Yeah, he came alone. Because he also mentions to Laura, "I bought two seats so no one sat next to me." And then he proceeded to sit next to Laura.
Okay, so he not only did he come alone, but he also announced to no one that he is getting popcorn.
Yes, he gets up and says, "Okay, cool, I can go get popcorn." Comes back, you know, whatever, sits there, makes comments throughout the whole movie, narrates the whole thing, and then during the climax of the movie, in the very end, he takes a phone call.
Wow.
His phone lights up, he looks at it for a minute, and gets up and walks out during the last fight of the movie.
Oh, okay, at least he walked out.
Oh,
I thought he like took it right there.
No, if he took it right there, I would have hit him with a flying knee.
Yeah, I was going to say you and Mark and Laura should have just fucking jumped him right
but
there.
This guy was making comments throughout the entire movie. But one in particular popped the shit out of me. Was towards the end of the movie, they start playing, I forgot the name of the song. Which, that's something I do want to talk about later on, is the soundtrack to this movie. But okay. The guy gets all hyped and goes, Badfinger! I was like, shut nice. The fuck up! It's Badfinger! Like, yeah. It's fine, I guess!
Yeah.
Who the fuck gets hyped for Badfinger? You just watched an hour and 45 minutes of monsters fighting, and you're getting hyped because they played Badfinger at the end of it.
Yeah. That's strange. That reminds me of something completely unrelated, but this is a guy we went to high school with, and I remember he was, we went into a 7-Eleven. He had headphones in, and some old guy was like, what are you listening to? And he was just like, only the greatest band ever. And the guy, without missing a beat, was like, oh, Roy Orbison? And we were both like, what? We both, like, he said band. That's number one. Roy Orbison's a guy. Okay. That's number one. Number two, Roy Orbison? I like Roy Orbison.
Oh, yeah. Great
classic.
Singer.
Yeah. Best band in the world? Relax, brother.
That's always interesting when you catch people off guard like that and they have to make like a judgment call right then and there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they always shout out the weirdest thing.
Yeah, well, he was listening to the Roids, which is definitively the greatest band in the world.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Excellent taste.
Mm.
Excellent hearing. They have all the excellent senses. Excellent sight.
2020.
I was very confused. I was like, it is 2024, you idiot. And then I remembered 2020 vision. Yeah.
Now who's the idiot, Robbie?
Me!
Oh, there's so many tears.
This movie had a lot of weird needle drops in it.
Yeah, and it was all because of that one character.
Yeah, it felt like they really wanted Chris Pratt for that role.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, yeah. Was this under 2 hours?
Yes, it was just under 2 hours. Hour 15. I'm sorry, okay. It was 115 minutes.
Okay. Because I know this director, he's the same director of Godzilla vs. Kong, right?
Yes.
I know he was like, I don't make movies over 2 hours long. That's too much.
I honestly got the sense he said, I'm going to make this a lot more fun.
Yeah, and like when I saw Godzilla vs. Kong, I thought it was a lot of fun. But then on a rewatch, I was like, this isn't that good. Like we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
But.
2 weeks
I think,
ago. Oh, wait, last week. You're right.
Yeah, last week.
Where are we?
But when are we? But like the, I think this is the same vibe. Like, this is fun the first time. If you watch it again, you're probably going to be like, this isn't that good.
See, I don't know because I thought they struck a really good balance between the monsters and the humans in this movie.
I agree. It was way better in that regard.
And so I think, yeah, sure, maybe it might not hold up as, you know, the first time is always the best when you see a movie and like it. But
sure.
I think this movie will hold up a little better than Godzilla versus Kong just because there isn't so much human stuff. We don't get all those reaction shots that you get in these other MonsterVerse movies.
That's true. And I, you know what, I'm a little more egregious with what you're saying because... there is a lot more fights. There's like, it's almost wall-to-wall fights. Like, there's a little bit of downtime in the middle. But like, I mean, it opens with, it's just like a day in the life of Kong.
Yeah.
And I was surprised. It was like 15 minutes. There's nobody talking. There's no people. It's just Kong. And I was like, hell yeah.
Exactly.
Make the whole fucking movie like this, brother.
There was a lot of this movie that was a glorified cartoon. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It was exactly what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. Monsters fighting.
Exactly. And
And the fights are good.
yeah. And but to my point before, I think he was focusing on just making this a fun time. And that's why you had so much more pop music in this
Yeah.
than you've had since Kong Skull Island.
Yeah. I had the only one I definitively remember is I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss.
Yes. They got what they could afford, it felt like.
Yeah. It was
But
all
it's
like 70s, like late 70s, early 80s pop rock.
definitely inspired by James Gunn.
Yeah, for sure.
That
For sure, and 7 years ago.
they watched what James Gunn did with Guardians of the Galaxy and the Suicide Squad and said, let's incorporate that a little bit into our MonsterVerse.
The Sewer Slide Squad.
Very good. I don't know what that means.
That's what my wife has been saying. Like, instead of I'm gonna kill myself or I'm gonna commit suicide, she says I'm gonna take a sewer slide.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
We've been saying it all the time, and that's just something I figured. I even told her, I said, I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna take that on the podcast because I've done that many times. I've just taken like her jokes,
Yeah.
and she's like, "You son of a bitch." I was like, "Well, defend your honor. Come on the show." And she's like, "Never." And I was like, "You've already been on." And she's like, "Oh shit, that's right. Check it out. Previous episode, Barbie movie."
But what we were saying before with the monster to human ratio, they even made the human storyline work better in this because we're not focusing on this story of, oh, the parents are fighting.
Yeah.
It's not a love story. They hint at it for like a second
Yeah.
that the Australian guy and Rebecca Hall dated back in college.
They have a past.
But that doesn't come back. They don't kiss at the end of the movie.
Nope. You think usually it's like, because that's what you imagine is like, all right, this guy is probably a jerk, and like he's gonna learn throughout the movie that he actually does love her and like everything's gonna work out, but none of that shit. And he's actually just a great guy from the get. Just an
Yeah.
awesome guy, you know? Really kind.
It was just a relationship that didn't work out. It
Yeah.
happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't hold any grudges towards each other. It was just
No.
a relationship that didn't work out, and we moved on. And it gave a little bit of backstory and a little bit more gravitas to who he was.
Yeah.
The focus of the humans becomes the Iwi people.
Yeah, it's the girl from the last one.
Yeah, not just the girl, but they've also incorporated, we've brought back the people from Skull Island. And given them a purpose and something to do and connected them to this world, which
Yeah.
it's like now it makes sense why they lived on Skull Island.
Right. So like the biggest portal to top Earth from the bottom
Yeah.
Earth. But right away you kind of get the like you don't get the sense of like Kong's a big baddie right away because he's like, oh, my tooth hurts. It's like
Yes.
he's getting chased by those cool looking wolves. I like the design of those wolves.
Yes, very cool.
They look like they had maybe.
They had open faces, as I like to say. Because it looked like they had like mouths, but like their teeth were out, like two-face, you know?
Yeah, and their eyes were way too far apart.
You're right. This opening segment of just Kong and he's in the Hollow Earth and he's getting chased by these things, it's really effective to just show his life.
Yeah, he's not always big strong man, you know?
It is weird that this guy is just a vet for kaijus, apparently.
Yeah, we see him take the tooth out. How
Yeah.
does he get the other one in?
Don't question it. They just shoved that thing in. All right, it's just in there now.
Yeah, I do like how Kong is like brilliantly smart.
Yeah.
Like he understands almost everything. There's never like a that's a wild animal moment, you know? He's like a silent guy.
Yeah, well, he sets traps.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, like we see the one trap he sets that makes them fall into the ditch. He sets the
Yeah.
trap with the tripwire so things will fall on them.
Yeah. Very cool. I like that, and I liked the other monkeys too, but we'll get into that.
I really love the evolution of Kong in these movies of he's picking up weapons, like he's picking up trees and stuff and using them as one-time weapons. Then he gets an axe, and now we see he's full on making these traps. And so it feels like each movie they're giving him more and more. Because by the end of it, he has that like gauntlet or whatever, and he's just knocking dudes out with it.
Yeah, it's great. Was his fur always black?
I think he's just getting older because now he's got like the gray beard and everything.
Yeah, but like I remember his fur being more brown.
I don't remember brown.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I don't know. I just saw it like in the beginning. I was like, is that Kong? Like, did he always look like that? But I saw like the scars on his chest. I was like, all right, that's Kong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remembered him having brown fur. But I guess I could be a clown. I could be a clown.
I don't remember that. I do like the design of Kong. I like the design of all the monsters in this movie.
Same. I think this movie looks great.
Yes, I do too. Like I said, I love the design of Kong with his beard. I love the look of Godzilla in this movie. He's a lot more moving his arms about in this.
Yeah.
At times to a silly degree.
Yeah, he's just like a big, angry lizard boy. You know, he's just... I like how he sleeps in the Colosseum.
Yeah, right. He just
curled up like a little cat.
Yeah, he defeats the big spider monster, Scylla, however you pronounce it.
I don't know.
Scylla. Cool, oh yeah, it was awesome.
I like how the fight was like 2.5 seconds, just because Godzilla is such a fucking baddie.
Yeah, just reminding everybody, this is Godzilla.
Yeah, silly zilly, as Bobby says.
I like that a lot of this movie, for the first part of it, is Godzilla just going around, just fucking shit up and taking a nap.
Yeah, and I like how they, like, later in the movie, they're like, oh, he's gearing up. That's why he's doing this. He's, like, ready for a fight. He knows what's coming. I like how Godzilla is strictly on instinct. He's really just a big dummy.
Yeah.
Who's only on instinct. Because, like, when Kong shows up later, Kong's like, I'm going to recruit you. Let's go, buddy. But Godzilla's like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
They're fighting in Egypt. And Kong's like, stop. Stop. And Godzilla's like, no, it's on site, bruh.
Yeah.
I don't care. He's like, please listen. This is the silliest fight in the movie. Godzilla straight up hits Kong with an overhead suplex.
Yes, loved it.
I was losing my mind. Love that shit.
Yeah. Great stuff. But that's much later in the movie. Honestly, Godzilla, for someone whose name is in the title, not really in it that much.
Real quick, thank you so much for listening. If you want to send us some feedback, send us an email at roidsreview@gmail.com. That's roidsreview @gmail.com.
You could also find our music on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your music, by searching The Roids. That's R-O-Y-D-S. We have 2 albums and a Christmas song. Hope you like it.
No, but I think he's in it enough because they really focus this story on Kong.
Yeah, he's the main dude. And you know what? He's easily... the more like sympathetic character, because he's got the face.
Yes.
He can emote, where Godzilla is just like, I'm so mad all the time. Like, his brow is permanently furrowed. Kong is, and he was kind of the more relatable character in the last one as well. And, you know, I think it's better for, I like Kong. I think Kong is, you can do that with Kong. Because even in the source material, you know, he's an emotional monkey man.
Well, yeah, even in the original King Kong, you feel bad for King Kong.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it's also good to focus on Kong in this, because we've had a lot more Godzilla movies than we've had King Kong movies.
Yeah.
So, especially in America, all of our King Kong movies have been either just straight up King Kong remakes.
Yeah.
or stuff like this where he's fighting Godzilla. So it's what's nice is to see his world expanding. We're getting him to we're getting to see him fight this other group of giant apes.
So speaking of which, I loved, so he gets his tooth fixed and he goes back down. Now he's like, I'm Big Daddy Kong. I'm back, brother. And he like stumbles upon a new, like undiscovered zone of the Hollow Earth.
Yeah. Subterranean region or something, whatever they called it.
Yeah, some bullshit. And there's other monkeys there. And I loved the little baby guy. Loved him.
Suko or whatever his name is.
He had a name? I didn't know
that. Yeah. I'm looking at it at Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and including a juvenile. Oh, it's calling a juvenile Suko. So maybe that's the. I have no idea, but that thing was adorable.
Loved him. Loved him. I liked how he was a little bastard, and kind of just like slaps him around, and he's like, "Nope, you're with me." And he's like, "Fuck, can't get away from this guy." I liked how when he gets jumped, essentially, by the other monkeys, he they pin him down, and at first I was like, "Oh shit, they're about to fuck him up." But he's like, no, brother. And he beats the shit out of everyone. I loved how he grabbed the little guy and beat the other guys with the little guy.
Incredible.
I loved that. That was my favorite part of this movie.
Yes. And then he just throws him.
Yeah. And the guys just scream. The little guys just scream. He's like, ah! I loved it.
And then when the other guys try to get away and Kong just picks up the boulder and he's like, hey, you know what? Fuck it. And just fucks it at him.
Well, they do... This is why this movie is like the fights are good, because not only are they cool to look at, but like they are also like characterizing and storytelling in the fight. Like he knocks that one guy off the cliff and then he grabs him and he's like, no, I'm not here to kill you. I'm here to make friends.
Yeah.
And he pulls him back up and then the guy goes to kill him again. He goes, all right, fuck you. And he kills him. He kicks him off the cliff. I was like, that was great. That's a great moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that is the difference between Godzilla and Kong. Kong will show compassion.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's just a guy.
Yeah, but Godzilla would never show that compassion.
No. But also, like, we see, like, they even say, they like, Rebecca Hall's character is like, they're social creatures by nature, so it's hard for him to be alone. Like, this is not normal for him.
Yeah.
So, like, he finally sees other monkeys, other giant monkeys. He's like, brother, and they're like, we're going to kill you. And he's like, no. He saves that one guy, and then he tries to kill him again. He's like, all right, I guess I'll fucking kill you. Fuck you. I'll stick with the little guy. I did love, like you said, he throws the rock at the other guy. That's great stuff.
They even added a bonk as hit the guy.
Yes.
I really enjoyed, as they were getting the drink of water, Kong and the little baby monkey. The thing attacks Kong, and he fights it off. And then he's eating it and he gives a piece to the baby and he like reluctantly takes it.
Yeah. Well, he's like, listen, like the baby guy was trying to kill him by luring that big serpent thing.
I was going to ask that. I was like, was that intentional?
Yeah, it was. Cause he was like, you keep seeing him like look around, like his eyes are darting all over. He's like, oh, is he onto me or what? Cause I'm trying to kill this dude. Cause I guess, I mean, they don't talk, so it's hard to tell, but like they're not welcoming to outsiders. So he's just like,
right,
we kill this guy and get back. But Kong makes short work of him, and that creature was cool. When he throws the head, if you see in the, like its tongue is like barbed.
Yes,
I thought that was a really cool design.
We get to see a lot of awesome creatures in this.
Yeah,
and even when it's like one-off things, like I really like those yellow and black striped pterodactyl things.
Yeah, they're like electric.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought they were really cool looking. I thought this guy was really cool looking. The, what's his name? Tita, hold on, I have it written down. Tiamat in the Arctic.
Oh, the guy who makes Godzilla pink.
Yeah. I thought his design was really cool.
Yeah. Even the big squid daddy that he kills in the beginning.
Yeah.
That was cool.
They had a lot of really cool monster designs, and they really did a lot of focus on the monsters, because we get more personality because we see the cruel side of the apes with Scar King.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked how he's introduced.
Yes.
I liked how here's a question. What are they working on down there? Like, everybody's working, but what are, like, what are you building? Are you making something? What are you doing?
It started out, we had a plan, but the budget just got out of control. You know, we're just trying to keep funding at this point. It's a union job.
It's a rock factory. We make rocks.
It's funny, when we were leaving the theater, Mark Ponti asked the same thing. He also pointed out, when they were flying in the Hollow Earth, all of a sudden the thing goes out of range. I was like, you've been in another dimension. Why is it now out of range?
Yeah, that's just classic. I thought it was weird that when they go to Hollow Earth, I thought like, oh, here's your opportunity to like change that weird, like it's a weird liquid portal type thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I think I bitched about that in the last episode. Like, oh, here's your opportunity to change that, make it more like, I don't know, like something tangible. Like, what is that? But like, they didn't. It was like, nah, it's the same. Okay.
What's with this name, the Scar King?
Because he gives people scars.
Is that really just it?
Maybe. I don't know. That's just what I thought. Because I didn't see any scars on him. Unless he's got them.
I think he might. I have no idea. But like, they've never called Kong King Kong. So obviously he is now King Kong. Because he's the leader of this group of apes. He's the king.
I think they never called him King Kong, but they were like, Kong is king. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, I guess now he is like, he's king of those apes.
Yeah.
I did like how when they fight Scar King, first off, he shows off that he's like, I'm the meanest dude you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking mean. And like he kicks the little baby guy's dad, baby or mom into the fire.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. I got that idea.
And then he fights Kong. And like, I did like how it's not that the Scar King is stronger than Kong, because I don't think he is. He's just got that big ice daddy.
Yes. Shimo or whatever his name
is. Yeah. And like they fight and Kong like gets one up on him. And that's where he's like, oh, okay, let me get the big ice daddy. I like, because I'm winning for sure.
Yes.
I like that. Because I like how, you know, Kong and Godzilla, like, it's already proven that they're, like, they're the ones. They're the top poppies. So, like, it would make sense that, you know, this one ape isn't going to be able to take them both. But he's got this big ice dragon guy. And now, like, it's like, those two teamed up. Now we got to get these two. It's like, because the trailers were out as this movie went, the whole time I'm like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen next. I know precisely what's going to happen because of the trailers. So trailers, it's like, they're the reason I'm seeing the movie, but it's also like, you're ruining the movie.
You know what's funny? I didn't know about that ice monster because they didn't show him in the trailer at all.
No, not him, but like other things like the gauntlet.
Oh, yeah.
And like, that might be it.
Because I remember in the trailers, they show Kong jump on Zilla's back and like ride him.
Yes.
And I was like, that's silly. But then seeing that Scar King is riding Shimo, I'm like, okay, you know what? At least they're a parallel to
monkey
something
see, monkey
else.
Do. Yeah. Well, also, the other thing that was in the trailers is Godzilla's pink.
Yes.
So he goes to fight that pink dude. I was like, okay, that's where he's going to... Or they even say, like, oh, that guy's... There's so much concentrated radiation there. It's like, all right, he's going to get pink over there. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's sucking up all his energy.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not that... Not that it's like, oh, is it a question? Is Godzilla going to win? Yeah, no shit, he's going to win. But, like, if I didn't see the trailer, you know, I wouldn't know. I'd be like, oh, wow. But, like, here I'm just like, okay, I know. Let's get to it.
Well, you know what? I guess it's because they're going to have those toys out before the movie comes out.
This is truth.
And just might as well tell people, yeah, Godzilla's pink in this one.
Yeah, you like that? You like the pink?
I think he looks cool.
I like the pink.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that when he was blue, they were like, he's so hot, we can't even get near him. And then that disappears when he turns pink? Wouldn't he be hotter?
Well, no, because remember, they make reference to, like, his internal chemistry totally changed.
Oh, okay.
What I really liked about when he was blue, he was glowing so hot, like, there were, like, cracks in his skin where you would see blue coming out of.
Yeah, like he's gonna explode, and that's cool.
Yeah. again, everyone near him gets cancer, but it looks cool.
Yeah, like Kong has cancer. He wrote him. He wrote him for for a minute. But yeah, it's cool. Cool stuff. I liked how, you know, he gets wounded. He gets the frostbite on his hand. He's like, I got to get out of here. And he runs away. And the little guy saves him. Loved it.
I love the little guy pounding his chest and looking really proud of himself.
Loved him. The best part of this movie.
Yes.
Best new character, I should say. And he's going to stick around. I'm into it. I'm into it.
I hope so. I hope we get some more movies with this little monkey.
Yeah, I love him. I'm in love with him.
What the reason you can tell we both enjoyed this movie is we're really not talking about the people at all.
No, because, you know, they're barely in it. And when they are, they're not as annoying, like you said. Like, it's not like, oh, we're trying to do real drama here. Like, no, they know what they're doing now. They're like, okay, people don't really care about the people. Let's just do like our, like the one exposition person, which is Rebecca Hall.
Yep.
The guy who can build shit, which is the vet.
Yep.
And then the comic relief, which is Brian Tyree Henry. And then the fucking MacGuffin, which is the girl.
Yeah.
And that's it.
The people directly, the Iwi tribe, directly reawaken Mothra.
Oh, yeah, Mothra's in this. How do you like the design of Mothra? It's different.
Yes, it's different. It looks great.
Yeah, I liked it. More like a praying mantis type thing.
Yes. But it's also similar in previous Mothra films. There is, I want to say alien, but there's like the two women singers and stuff, which summon Mothra or represent Mothra.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's cool that, like, once again, we have this girl who is the person who's going to bring Mothra back or awaken Mothra. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. Mothra doesn't really do much, though.
Mothra
gets
takes
lost in the fight.
Mothra whips up a bunch of baddies.
Yeah.
That's basically it, though.
Cannon fodder, you know?
Yeah. It's just cool to see Mothra again. It's just it cool because they're just cramming monsters into this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
kinda
Mothra.
Like I'm cramming monsters ink
like
toys
this.
Into my butt.
Oof. Ooh, I didn't like it at all. I loved it.
Oh, we're both weird.
But Mothra does also put that protective barrier around the Iwis.
Yeah, okay. Sure. That's important.
Yeah, so that's cool.
I'm not really concerned about them.
No, I totally get that. You knew they weren't going to get wiped out.
Yeah, I'm not. I doubt they're going to put a genocide in Godzilla X Kong. And also, what I found was a little disappointing was the final fight. Like, they finally get on land and they, like, just fuck a city.
Yeah, well, I love that shit.
You know, yeah, that's what we're here for. But also, like, that fight, it ended. It was like 5 minutes long.
Yeah. But oh, real quick, Mothra also convinces Godzilla to help Kong.
That's true. Because
they're fighting and Mothra's like, stop.
Yeah. Yo, chill. Chill. And he's like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. That was cool. I like that. And I liked, you know, when they're doing the run, I think we talked about it a little, like they're doing the run at each other.
Yeah.
And Kong jumps on Godzilla and jumps, and then they're both like, it was just a big fight. And then they lose gravity and now they're doing a no gravity fight.
Yes, cool. The little monkey's throwing boulders at that one other monkey.
Great stuff.
That was a lot of fun. The guy comes flying in with all those electric pterodactyls or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Man, like a human did something actually useful.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And it also made sense because they alluded to it earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, it's mating season, mate!
Yeah. it's good because no human character was, like, annoying. Nobody was annoying.
Well, we didn't have long sequences of someone being like, I'm going to save the day. He just appeared.
Yeah, it was just all Kong. Like, I'm going to save the day. You're like, hell yeah, Kong. Hell yeah.
I have no idea how that gravity works or anything down there, though.
No, they don't know either.
No.
It's just there. It's fun.
Well, there's a scene at one point when their ship starts going down and he's like, oh, it's broken or something or other. And that's like almost literally what he says.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure in the screenplay, they literally just wrote, I don't know, it something breaks.
Drama, they just, you know. Well, I liked how like Kong leaves his axe
in the Hollow Earth. It gets stuck.
Yeah, by accident he tried to stop himself, but then he got stuck. And I like how the little guy grabs it and he breaks the crystal with it.
Yeah.
But, like, the axe is bigger than him, so he does like a big jump. And I loved it. Just loved it.
I just love the little guy's coming and he's dragging the axe behind him because it's too heavy for him to carry.
Yeah. Great stuff.
I like the reveal that the last Ice Age was because of Shimo, the big ice daddy.
Yeah.
I like that he's just like, all right, I'm going to start freezing the sky now. And that's just how it starts. It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. And I like it's clear that Shimo hates the Scar King.
Yeah.
And he's like, as soon as I get the chance, I'm going to kill you. But the Scar King has the crystal. So as soon as that crystal's broken, all three of them gang up on him. And he's like, shit.
Kong takes Scar King, throws him at Godzilla, who hits him back to Kong with his tail.
Yeah.
And then Shimo freezes him.
Yeah.
And then Kong just pummels his frozen body.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I did like some of the heavy fucking hits that Kong was dishing out to that Scar King, even before, like, he was powerless. Like,
oh, yeah.
He decked him in the face, like, twice, where he just hits the floor. So I was like, ooh, that's a nice punch.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Kong looks really strong in this movie in general.
Yes, he does. After they fix his tooth, especially. Because, like, in the beginning, you're like, ugh.
But there's also that scene in Egypt when Kong, his cat, was dragging Godzilla behind him.
That's good stuff. Like, he knocks him out for a second. He's like, come with me.
But yeah,
I had a good time. I had a good time with this.
So did I. I thought this was a lot of fun. I thought it was exactly what they needed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The director has said he's willing to do another movie. I'd be interested to see what they do.
Yeah. Like, where do you go from here?
Listen, there's plenty of kaijus you could bring up.
Name one.
I'm just going to look them up.
You could bring Rodan back.
You could.
Rodaniel.
Yeah, but Rodan already kind of looks like a bitch.
That's true. Well, they could do a team up with him, you know?
Yeah, give me a space Godzilla.
Imagine fucking Kong riding on the back of Rodan. That's fucking cool.
I think Kong's bigger than Rodan.
Nah, shit. Well, he crushes him. Oops.
just trying to take flight desperately.
Yeah. Or maybe the little guy. Little guy could ride on him.
Blood starts pouring from Rodan's mouth.
Yeah, I mean, you know more Godzilla monsters than I do.
I could be wrong, though. I mean, maybe, but...
Space Godzilla? You said that's a thing?
Yeah.
That's the one with the, he's got like the shoulder pad kind of things.
I think so. Well, I'm going to look up.
I had a friend who had a bunch of the action figures. But there was no post credits scene, right?
No, there were none.
Yeah. I didn't stay. I had to whiz.
Oh, did you film it?
No.
I think, honestly, shout out to a commenter on Instagram, because you know who I could see them doing the next one? Destroya.
Who's Destroya?
He almost looks like Devil Godzilla, is the best way to describe him.
Okay. Where's he come from?
That's a great question. Let's look into it.
It's either Hollow Earth or space.
It's going to be Hollow Earth. You can't do space again. You've already done space. But I guess you could do whatever you want,
right?
Space
is vast, you know?
Can do it. Is it, Andy?
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
Oh, no. Have you?
No, but I'm not just making claims.
Yeah, you're not arguing anything.
That's ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
What if they fought Godzilla 99 or 98?
That would be bad.
That would just be a trouncing. You just absolutely demolish that little bitch. Oh, the missiles hurt me. Fucking, you see how many missiles Godzilla took in this movie?
Yeah, you're gonna fuck you up. He's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, he just took them and he was just screaming. He was like, I don't care. I don't fucking care about your missiles.
Destroya, so I had to look up how he originated, was born from a colony of Precambrian crustaceans mutated by the oxygen destroyer. So there you go.
Okay. So the, and they use that in the in King of Monsters, right?
Something like that. They've used oxygen destroying things in several Godzilla movies.
Yeah, that's the thing that hit Godzilla in the noggin and knocked him out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Destroya has an awesome design, and I would be interested to see how they bring him into this Monsterverse if they ever did that.
Okay.
But shout out to that Instagram follower, because that was a good shout, was Destroya.
Hell yeah, brother. We love the engagement. Thank you for, you know,
yes,
talking to us on the internet. We appreciate that.
So if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can leave a comment. Follow us on Instagram, The Roids Band, all social medias. Just because we're talking about it and I'm giving it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm giving and I'm taking. I'm taking your social media.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I guess it's follow for follow is what you're saying?
It's not, though.
Oh, okay.
I cannot guarantee that I will follow back.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
What would you, should we go to Letterboxd?
I think we darn right toot and should.
I would appreciate if you watched your mouth.
Godzilla X Kong The New Empire on Letterboxd. I was going to say 3 stars.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good time. I'd go 3.5. You know?
I'd be down for 3.5. I had a really good time with this.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun. That's what we're going to give it. Godzilla X Kong The New Empire. 3.5 stars. Roids Review Podcast. Follow us on Letterboxd. The Roids Band. Yeah. Or whatever we are.
Yeah.
You right?
Yeah, well.
All right. No, I just wanted to make sure. Andy, I wrote a song.
Same.
I have a pick to flip.
I dare you to fucking flip it.
Call it.
Tails.
It's heads.
Ah, dang it.
I'll go first. My song is called Where the Monsters Sleep. And it's about Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. And it goes like this.
They might come out through your city or come from the ocean deep. They might come out from the desert. You never know where the monsters sleep.
That was my song called Where the Monsters Sleep.
I like the pianist.
Thanks.
I like the verse, it sounded like a Spyro level.
Ah, you said that about my songs before, so I'm gonna go right for Spyro 4.
Yo, sick. You hear that they're making it?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm about to fucking yeah.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
I hope it's not Xbox exclusive though, because I got a PlayStation.
Yeah, it's probably not gonna come out for another like 8 years. So
hey,
we'll see.
That's too long.
Hey, well, we'll see, Andy. We'll see and we'll pee. But yeah, that was my song, Where the Monsters Sleep. It's tough taking notes for these movies, and it's even tougher to write lyrics. It's like, I got to go off memory, you know?
Yeah.
So there's really nothing to talk about from my song there. Other than the second verse is from the perspective of Kong, and the first is from Godzilla.
Yeah, I find that these movies are hard to write for because there's really not much going on. It's just a bunch of monster fights, and that's cool. But like, what the hell?
What are you gonna write about?
Yeah, what is this about? Monsters. It's not really about anything. It's just like, hey, check this out.
Right.
So yeah, these are hard to write for.
Yeah. So tell the world about your song, Andy.
Okay, I'll tell the Hollow Earth about our song.
Excellent.
My song, I had a really tough time because I wrote a song yesterday, and then I started recording it, and I could not do it on the drums because it had like a big time like gallop, like a ding-diddling-diddling.
Yeah.
Which I've done before, but for some reason I could not handle it. My leg was just like, no, it's not happening today.
Oh my God.
So I said, well, let me scrap it and start over. So then I farted this song out of my bungus. Yeah. And I don't know. I just wrote it. So I don't know how I feel about it yet, but it's called One Mean Monkey. Because boy, is that one mean ass monkey.
Social creature, though it's hard for him to be alone. He wants to find a family.
So that's my song, One Mean Monkey.
I hope they do more than fight.
Whoa. Well, at the end there, I say, at the end of each chorus, I say, now they're going to fight. I hope it's more than 5 minutes because, boy, oh boy, do these movies have the tendency to be talky, 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 little fight here for 5 minutes and then more talky, talky, talky. And yeah, good. I'm glad that this movie was not that.
I thought you were hoping they were going to do more than fight. I honestly thought that's what you said.
No. I'm saying I hope that they're going to fight for more than 5 minutes.
I thought you were hoping the monsters did it.
I mean, Mothra, you know.
Andy, no.
Come on.
Andy, no.
You're going to tell me Mothra's not, a big scary bug creature?
That's exactly what Mothra
is.
Yeah,
that's what she is.
My dude.
But she hella thick.
Oh, I don't like it anymore.
I like her silk is very thick.
Yeah. Twip.
Yeah. Well, what do we got going on next week there, Robbie?
Excellent question. Next week, we have Godzilla 1998, and then we are done talking about kaijus for a while.
Thank the Lord goodness.
Andy, where can they hear our music?
Okay, go to Spotify, go to Apple Music, wherever you get your music, Deezer perhaps, and you search The Roids. You'll find 2 albums and a Christmas song, and also a whole bunch of collections of our podcast songs. And then if you'd like to listen to some songs that aren't on Spotify for various reasons, you go to theroids.bandcamp.com and you'll find all the songs, including the ones that are on Spotify, including guest songs, including bonus songs. Check it out. There's well over 200 songs there. Robbie, the socials and where they can reach us.
You can go to Instagram. You can go to Threads. You can go to X. You can go to TikTok. You can go to YouTube and you type in The Roids Band. You can also listen.
I dare you.
Yeah, I double dog dare you.
Hey.
You can listen to the podcast on YouTube at The Roids Review Podcast. If you are, wherever you're listening to us, give us a 5-star review, comment below, let us know what you think. You can send us an email at roidsreview@gmail.com if you have any suggestions, questions, or just want to talk to us.
Yeah. We really appreciate you listening, by the way. It's very, very nice of you.
We do. We very much do. Check out the songs on Spotify, Bandcamp, wherever you want to listen to our songs. Next week, we are doing Godzilla 1998.
Everyone's favorite.
Ain't it great?
The movie, no.
Oh. Bye, everybody.
Bye.